Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knupp. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The third baseman, Jerry Kenney. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Kurt Palfari. Batting seventh. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Michael. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Cumberland. Pitching for the New York Yankees, John Cumberland. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kenney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenney hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Horlan, and towards Aparicio, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knupp moves to second. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a fly ball into right field. Palfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cater moves to third. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cater scores. Bulfari moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Yankees, 1. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bulfari scores. Munson moves to second. It's 2-1, Yankees. John Cumberland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cumberland bunts towards first. McCraw fields it and throws to second for the out. Munson moves to third. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0-for-1 in the game. Kenny hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mercer. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Mercer steals second. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mercer scores. It's 3-1, Yankees. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a line drive into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bulfari hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Munson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Noop hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Cumberland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cumberland is 0-for-1 in the game. Cumberland hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Noop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-1 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0-for-2 in the game. Kenny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a line drive into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops it up and throws to first, with Cumberland covering, for the out. Two outs. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Noop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox won. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Horland covering, for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bulfari hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Woods now playing right field. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Blanco pinch hits for Joe Horland. Aussie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco is called out on strikes. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive towards third. Kenny reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Aussie Blanco now playing first base. Tommy McCraw now playing right field. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen pinch hits for Gene Michael. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Cumberland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cumberland is 0-for-2 in the game. Cumberland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen now playing shortstop. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenny fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenny fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0-for-3 in the game. Kenny hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kenny. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Kenny steals second. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kenny moves to third. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenny fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Noop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.